Well, hi there. This is a Sojourner coming to you from the Sojourners World Hub, United States of America. We want to welcome those of you who are here and those of you who are or will be listening from around the world over the Internet. This is the last day of 2010, and our message today is going to be on the subject of Revelation 2011. And our scripture is going to be from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. And I usually read from the NIV, but today I'm going to be reading from the King James. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light of the world, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was not, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I just realized, I don't think that was the King James. I think that was the NIV from 1986. You know, we're all wondering at this time of year about things. Well, for example, what do you expect to happen in your life in 2011? This I'll tell you. It is highly likely you will experience whatever it is you expect. Because out of the abundance of the heart, you will speak. What you speak, you will create. This is so very important to understand. I cannot overstress how important it is to understand this. It is quite natural for us to look back at a year just past and evaluate if we accomplished everything we had intended. It is just as natural to peer into the incoming year to see what it may bring. If we are unhappy with what we accomplished in the immediate past year, then perhaps we can learn something from this evaluation. Take a good look. If we take a good look at what we have accomplished over the past 12 months or so, it is easy to see we may have been relying far too much on ourselves and our plans rather than the Lord Jesus and His plans. If you have been a believer for very long, you will no doubt have heard the scripture where the Apostle Matthew wrote these words of Jesus, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Let's be honest. We probably know these words, penned for God by Isaiah the prophet as well. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah wrote that, and you can find that in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. We, however, may not behave as if these words by either Jesus or Isaiah take precedence over how we have learned to function in this world by this world's system. The world's way is to teach each person they must look out for number one being ourselves. This flies directly in the face of what Matthew recorded of what Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know, seeking things, it's such a big important part of most people's lives. It's very interesting to note the seeking of things is what is usually done first. Then, if there's any energy, money, or time left over, there is consideration of what God wants, and, in fact, what God expects. Seeking God first demonstrates beyond mere intent the true lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. Not to seek God first after having said we would do so is to turn our backs on God for our own way, which year after year may well prove to be empty of our intent upon entering a new 12 months of endeavor following our own plans and devices. We might be tempted to say our words of our plans were empty words. However, there are no empty words because we are made in the image and likeness of God. Moses tells us in Genesis 1:26-28, he tells us that we are made in God's image, His likeness. We are likely to get out of life in 2011 what we believe in our hearts, because Matthew again records in Matthew 12:34b, he records these words of Jesus, "For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks." You see, we are beings in a universe created by words, made in the likeness of the Creator. We create what we say, and mostly even believers say what the world says, so we get what the world gives to us in response. It's so very important for us to understand that when you're made in the image of the Creator, which we are, not just the image, but the likeness, there are things in us that are like the Creator. And one of those things is words, what we say. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5:18b-20 told us a secret to speaking. He said, "But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, we must spend, really, we all spend about 70% of our talk is self-talk. Well, we must spend the 70% of our talk, our self-talk, on these things so we can overcome the worldly thinking. What are these things? These are psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You see, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things. You see, that's what we must do. Now you say, well, what does this have to do with Revelation for 2011? Oh, it has much to do, my friend, with Revelation for 2011. Because we are able, as a matter of fact, just this morning I was reading on a social networking site where someone said, well, this is the last day of 2010. Let's see what 2011 brings. Now, that person is not a believer. I know them, and I know they're not a believer. And they are doing exactly what the world system set up by Satan wants people to do. You see, that was very much a victim mentality. Let us see what 2011 brings. When in point of fact, we are to be creative, like the Creator, creating through and with Him, not just on our own willy-nilly. We must seek God. We must seek God and draw close to God. You see, the revelation I've been given for 2011 is we are to draw near to God, and He will draw near to us. This is what James tells us in James 4:8. And He will protect us from the harsh things which are to come. And there are to be some harsh things to come. Now, I'm not going to be a gloom and doom prophet on you here. That's not my intent. But I will tell you, all one needs to do is look around at the world around us, and we can see that there has been a downward spiral in people's faith, in people's willingness to pay attention to God, in people's willingness to practice the things of God, even people who call themselves by Christ's name really find it hard to believe what Christ said and to think that that will come true. But you see, there are some harsh things that will come. You see, we're in the time right now when the things of the world are going to get darker and darker. But the things of Christ in the believer, I'm talking about the believer, not just the one that calls themselves something, but I'm talking about a believer who translates their belief into faith, and that is done through action. You see, if we do this, we will see the pain of the world, but it will not touch us. Most people do not realize this, but doubt of God was planted in man in the Garden of Eden so long ago that the world system has spent so much time trying to destroy any record of the Garden of Eden because doubt was so important. Now, let me tell you something about doubt. Doubt comes from fear. You say, oh, I never thought about doubt and fear being connected. Oh, yes, my friend. Doubt is a result of fear. Fear that maybe you weren't told the right thing. Fear that maybe what God said really wasn't what God meant. These are the things that cause people to waver from God. We're headed into a very transitional time. We've been experiencing it now for a year or so, even more so than we had in the previous decade. And I will tell you that between now and the next 10 years, if the Lord tarries that long, I'm not convinced He will. I have nothing to say that He won't. We must be ready to draw close to God, as close as we can possibly be, spending time with Him every day. You say, oh, well, I've always heard that. That's the same thing that the people said to Noah when he kept telling them it was going to rain. That's one of the things that, like in the days of Noah, are the days in which we live right now. The doubting that something that God said is going to come about really will come about, or that it will come about in our lifetime. We must live as though it will come about in our lifetime. We must be prepared to talk to people about the Lord. The one thing that believers are not willing to do is to give out the gospel. I see people doing all sorts of things. I see people who will give great amounts of time, great amounts of money. They will sacrifice, but the Word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. But they will try to sacrifice to make up for not doing what the Lord said we are to do, to go into the highways and the hedges and compel people to come in. How do we compel them to come in? We compel them to come in because where we go, there is healing. Because where we go, there is deliverance. Because where we go, there is salvation. Salvation itself means healing. It means salvation, healing, deliverance. It means to be preserved. It means all of these things. We must be aware of that, and we must tell people about that. Because we must work while it is day, because the night cometh when no man can work. This is so important for us. Now, I'm not giving you a lot of gloom and doom. If you hear it as gloom and doom, I would say draw closer to God. And you'll see that it's not, because while the world system gets darker and darker and meaner and uglier, we can bring salvation, healing, deliverance. We can bring preservation into people's lives by simply giving them the gospel. Not selling them Jesus, not doing a sales pitch and then trying to close the sale, but simply getting the gospel out there, the good news of what Christ has done for us, what it means to be a Christian. Oh, to be sure, some will be angry and not want to hear it, but I will tell you something. We have learned by experience that more people really want to hear it if you're gentle in the way you deliver it, if you can simply deliver the gospel to people. They will respond to it. You can finish 2011 with saying, while everything around me got darker, it was just as God said, I will only see destruction, but it will not come near me. And in the process of that, by delivering the gospel, I was able to see many people snatched from the grasp of the world and Satan and brought into the kingdom of God. When we do that, my friend, you see, no soldier serves at his own expense. God will meet our needs. God will protect us. God will let us walk through situations that will bring about His kingdom to the total frustration of the world. The only reason we wouldn't do this is because we would doubt God. We would do that very thing that was planted in Eve in the garden. The very thing that was planted in Adam in the garden. Doubt comes from fear. So my message to you for 2011, the revelation that God has given me about drawing near to Him, and He will draw near to us. There is no safer place in the world to be than in God's hands. Now, there is other revelation I will be giving out over the next couple of weeks or so. But this is one that God told me to start with this very week. Doubt comes from fear. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Step out and serve God. Step out, drawing close to Him, and watch how He will protect you from all the things the enemy would want to bring into your life. I will tell you, what 2011 will bring to you, if you will do this, is good things. You will find yourself doing miraculous things. You will find that you have made yourself available to God in 2011, and He will work through you. How do I know? Because He said He would. Do not doubt. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. And that is my message for this session. Now you say, oh, I would like so much. I would like so much to be able to be in God's kingdom with Him. I see how things have gotten so hard in the world. My friend, you can change that right now. You can change it in an instant. You can become an entirely new creature in just an instant. If you've fallen away, maybe you were listening to God and drawing near to God, and then for some whatever reason you sort of fell away, you too can come right now. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to Your throne in the name of Jesus. I come boldly because Your Word says I can. I want all there is of Jesus. I draw near now. Draw near to me. I draw near now. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be working in Your kingdom, living in Your kingdom, protected by Your kingdom, delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Well now, my friend, if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family. Or welcome home. In both cases, welcome. Now we want to help you. If there's anything that we can do to help you, we want to help you. You can contact us in the United States and Canada by simply calling us at 800-391-6944. That's right, it's an 800 number. We'll pay for the call. 800-391-6944. If you want to go on our site on the internet, you're obviously on the internet or you wouldn't be hearing this message, chances are. If you want to go on our site, an easy way to find our site is just put in Google or whatever search engine you use, Google, Bing, whatever it is you're using, just put in 800-391-6944 and it will bring up a link to our site. Now when you're there, explore, because you will literally find years worth of teaching that can help you grow in Christ, that can help you understand things from the Scripture. We'd love to have you do that. But please, also just contact us directly. On our website there, you'll find at the bottom of the homepage, you'll find a link that you can click there, and you'll be able to reach us there. On our prayer page, you'll be able to click there and send us a link for prayer if you want prayer. We have so many ways for you to contact us there. Now, to go straight to our website, it's sojournershub.org. That's why I gave you the phone number, because a lot of people go, well, how do you spell sojourners? Well, I'm going to spell it now for you. But remember, that phone number will be a big help too. But sojourners is spelled S-O-J-O-U-R-N-E-R-S. And then you'll want to spell it S-O-J-O-U-R-N-E-R-S. sojournershub.org to get to the website. So it's sojournershub.org. Send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to just send us one straight without having been to the site, you can send us an email at thesojourner@sojournershub.org. Yes, we're there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to encourage you, to help you, to be in contact with you, to help you grow in the Lord, and to help you learn to function in the ways that God meant for you to function. You know, right after that verse in Genesis 1 that I read to you, God pronounced a blessing on all mankind. Again, Jesus renewed that blessing in John chapter 17, in the third part of that, in the Gospel of John. My friend, God is reaching out to you. He wants to touch you. He wants you in His kingdom to draw you away from that one that would come only to steal, kill, and destroy from you, that old adversary Satan. He wants to bring you into His kingdom. Well, that brings to an end this broadcast. But I want to leave you with this blessing. I want you to listen to this blessing. You might go back and listen to this blessing several times so that you can grasp all that's in this blessing. So that when I complete this blessing, the broadcast will come to an end. The blessing of our Lord on you and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.